So one of the cities that I love the most in the world is Assisi. So Assisi is a hill town city, okay? So when you want to go to Assisi, there's that common bus stop that a lot of the tour bus will stop. And also the town of Santa Maria degli Angeli, which is the bottom town. That's where all of the trains meet, and then you have to take the bus to go up to Assisi. And when you go to Assisi with that bus stop, a lot of tourists will turn left because that's where the Basilica of St. Francis is, right? That's the hotspot. Everyone want to go. But if you turn right and you walk a little bit more, you see a small church. That is the Church of St. Clair. Very unpretentious small church on your right-hand side. And in there, you will see the habit that she used to wear. Basically like a torn up, right? It filled with many patches. You see the poverty that she really lived out. And the poor Clares are cloister nuns, mean that once they become fully professed in the order, they will never leave the monastery. They live a cloister life so that everything that they have is fully belonging to Jesus. And if you don't want to go all the way to Assisi to see the poor Clares, you can drive an hour down to Santa Barbara. And just like when you see the big old tourist attraction called Santa Barbara Mission, a few blocks away, you will see the monastery of the poor Clares. Again, very unpretentious. And that's what St. Clair, I believe, teaches us. A life of simplicity. A life of letting go everything in order to possess Christ. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where a lot of us worry about what is in it for us, just like what St. Peter ignorantly asked the Lord, "Hey, we have given up so much to follow you, what is in it for us?" You know, the Lord said clearly that the greatest treasure, the greatest reward, isn't something quantifiable. Is the quality of love in following him. St. Clair did that. And St. Clair was so radical in that poverty that she wrote in the rule of her community that no sister, even the community, shall not own anything at all. Everything should only come from the generosity of God through his people. They shall not own anything at all. How radical is that? You know, it's hard because it's countercultural. It's counter to everything that we have known. But it goes back to what we heard in the first reading today from the first letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, where St. Paul said, "I consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him." The radical choice of loving Christ. The radical choice of letting him be our first, our everything. Of course, I'm not asking you to do the same thing because you're in a different state of life, right? If you do that, your family will not like you, right? Because you're called to a different state of life, a different path. But you and I are all called to that simplicity of heart. Oftentimes we overcomplicate our relationship with God, right? Shouldn't be. Make it simple, huh? Make it genuine, make it real toward the point where we give Christ everything and never denied him what is most precious to us, which is our will, by being humble by being trusting, by saying, Lord, I don't know what's going on right now. I have no control over my life, but I know that you're in control, and I trust in you.